Welcome back to the Just Act podcast. I'm Dr. Ashley Fiorelli, your host and guide on this journey towards psychological flexibility and personal transformation. If you're new to the podcast, Just Act is all about acceptance and commitment therapy, or ACT, and how you can help clarify and transform different aspects of your daily life. As a behavior analyst, trauma-informed practitioner, yoga teacher, and lifelong learner, I'm excited to share the insights and techniques that have helped me and countless others find greater meaning, purpose, and happiness. Whether you're a seeker of information, a seeker of self-reflection, or a seeker of creating positive change for yourself, this podcast is for you. You can always join me for workshops, online courses, and personalized coaching to deepen your practice and accelerate your growth. Visit my website to learn more and sign up today. As always, I want to emphasize that the information shared here is not a substitute for mental health services and support. Instead, each episode is my hope to provide a different perspective in looking at daily challenges, struggles, and growth opportunities. By cultivating psychological flexibility, we can learn to make decisions based on the present moment, our values, and the willingness to hold space for uncomfortable feelings along the way. So whether you're just getting started or continuing on your ACT journey, thank you for joining me on this path towards greater well-being and fulfillment. Let's just ACT. Welcome to Season Recap on the Just ACT podcast, where we've explored the world of psychological flexibility and its transformative power. Throughout this season, we've delved into various barriers to flexibility and provided practical strategies for overcoming them. Let's take a moment to revisit some of the key themes and insights from this season. Number one, understanding fusion. You took a deep dive into the concept of fusion and its impact on your well-being. Fusion, in the context of acceptance and commitment therapy, refers to the tendency to become entangled with your thoughts, believing them to be accurate reflections of reality. You explored how fusion manifests in your daily life, from identifying with your thoughts to developing rigid black and white beliefs. Number two, recognizing inflexibility. Building on your understanding of fusion, you examined the various forms of inflexibility that can keep you trapped in patterns of unhelpful behavior. From analysis paralysis to perfectionism, fear of failure to avoidance, you explored how these patterns of thinking and behavior prevent you from living authentically and pursuing your goals. Three, exploring the impact. Throughout the season, you shined a spotlight on the far-reaching impact of inflexibility on different aspects of your lives. You learned how inflexibility stifles personal growth by keeping you tethered to your comfort zone and limiting your willingness to take risks. You explored how it impairs your problem-solving abilities by constraining your thinking and preventing you from considering alternative perspectives. You examined how it contributes to emotional turmoil by fueling self-criticism, anxiety, and depression. And we highlighted how it strains your relationships by fostering defensiveness, conflict, and disconnection. Number four, cultivating flexibility. In response to these challenges, you walked through practical strategies for cultivating psychological flexibility and reclaiming agency over your life. Drawing from evidence-based practices such as mindfulness, values clarification, diffusion techniques, and flexible behaviors, you were provided with a comprehensive toolkit for overcoming the barriers to flexibility. Through step-by-step guidance and real-world examples, we hope that you felt empowered to challenge your fused thoughts, step out of your comfort zone, and align your actions with your deepest values and aspirations. Number five, self-reflection and integration. Finally, as a listener, you were encouraged to engage in ongoing self-reflection and integration as you continue your journey towards greater flexibility. You are invited to pause and reflect on your own patterns of inflexibility, identifying areas for growth, and envisioning a future characterized by greater openness, resilience, and fulfillment. You are encouraged to integrate the insights and practices shared throughout the season into your daily life, recognizing that true change comes from a constant effort and a willingness to embrace comfort. Remember, you are not alone on this journey. Here are the top five episodes of the season, and you can see our show notes for direct links. Episode 12, Fused and Overwhelmed. Episode 4, Insight Session with Robin. Episode 3, Workability and Motivation. Episode 5, Workability and Burnout. And Episode 1, Workability and Grief. As I conclude this season, I extend my deepest gratitude to you listeners for joining me on this journey. I'm humbled by your commitment to growth and inspired by your courage to embrace change. As we look ahead to future seasons, I remain dedicated to exploring the principles of psychological flexibility and providing you with the tools and resources you need to live a life of meaning, purpose, and vitality. If you want to have a say in the upcoming topics for season 3, please take the poll on our last episode so your voice is counted. Until we meet again, may you continue to break free from inflexibility and step boldly into the limitless possibilities that await you. That's it for today's episode of the Just Act podcast. I hope you found the discussion helpful and informative. Remember, you can always find the links to any resources or references mentioned in the episode in the show notes. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback about today's episode, or any suggestions for future topics you'd like me to cover, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can contact me directly via email at info@bestillbeconnected.com or follow me on Instagram at ashnfio. As always, I want to leave you with a catchy ACT phrase to help you stay motivated and focused on your journey towards greater psychological flexibility. So today's phrase is, act now, not later. Remember, the only way to create lasting change in your life is to take action in the present moment in alignment with your values and your goals. Thank you again for listening to the Just Act podcast, and I look forward to connecting with you in our next episode.